Okay. It didn't go live right away. So
okay. Well, let's say welcome to Sacred Space Sunday.
Yes, welcome to Sacred Space Sunday. Glad to be here on this late June Sunday. What is it, June 26th?
Or? June 26th. We are almost at the end of June. Summer officially started this week. Yep. So we are, and it definitely feels like summer here in Maryland where we're located.
Yes, it does. It's high 80s today, I think, is expected. So welcome great. To those who are joining in. We see we got a couple of folks that tuned in for a second. Welcome. Good to see you or to see that you're present. We don't see your face physically. but Nair, why don't you go ahead and tell us, oh, okay, Maya. Hey, Maya. Good to see you.
Good morning, Maya. Good morning, Maya. Yes, I am Naomi Jewell. I am a spiritual director at NIA Center, and this is Mark Christmas, our Reiki master and director of holistic wellness, and this is Sacred Space Sunday. Sacred Space Sunday. And so we are happy to be here with you, happy to be in conversation with you. We're an interfaith empowerment community, and our mission is to engage, educate, and empower. We seek to do this through interreligious engagement, holistic wellness, social justice programming, and integrated life programming. And Sacred Space Sunday is our bi-weekly shared space. This is a co-space. This is our space. It's an interactive space. Good morning, Mr. Man. Good morning, KD. And, you know, we are drawing insights from sages of the past and the present. Wisdom keeps on giving. We are extensions of source energy. And so there is wisdom abound by many and in many forms. We draw from inspired texts, ancient wisdom teachings, and ethical principles that light the path to individual and collective insight, application, and spiritual enlightenment. So with that, Grand rising to you, Auntie. Grand rising to everyone. And so whether you are joining us now live, and we thank you, or you're listening to this broadcast later through our podcast or on one of the websites, we are just glad that you found us, thankful for you, and hoping that we are connecting in this whatever manner, in this space and time, in a vibrational alliance.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick, for that great introduction. So this week, you said summer started, I think June 21st was the summer solstice, also the longest day of the year. And so the days will be getting shorter until December 21st, which is the shortest day of the year going forward. But a lot happened this week, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, we've got a lot going on in the world. We're still reeling from mass shootings in the U.S., the war in Ukraine continues, and its implications, not only in terms of death toll and sadness for the families involved, its economic implications, you know, are swirling around the world. COVID-19 is still present. I am still hearing from people, you know, on a regular basis saying, yes, I have COVID. Oh, I'm still experiencing COVID. So COVID-19, we continue to use language around the pandemic as in the past tense. But that is our hope and our wish. And maybe as we say it, it will be true. But in this moment, it is not a past tense. It remains a present tense. And so we've got all of those things going on. The waging the war against public education and a censoring of books continues to persist. Daily struggles that people are having, prices are going up economically. And then we got this news about the Supreme Court reversing Roe v. Wade. So with so many different things going on, one could really find themselves in despair. And so, yes, as a woman, you know, bodily autonomy is a sacred right. It is a sacred right. Everyone has the right to their own body, right? So these are things that are really cutting to the core of our values, our sacred rights, our morals, and just what it means to be an extension of sacred energy, to be a God being here in human form. It could be a time when you would just throw your hands up and say, OMG, like literally, oh my God, what am I supposed to do here? How am I supposed to smile? It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. And, you know, no coincidence that we had decided to have this conversation that we're going to have today around happiness in the midst of all of this. And so what I will say is that I am not oblivious to any of these things. I am consider myself not only an intellectual, but a social activist. But I believe that social activism, transformation, and true change comes only through love. Only through love. Sustained transformation, individually and collectively, comes only through love. Mm. And so we're going to talk today about how we stand as beings of love in the midst of all that I talked about of what's going on in the world and so much more that we didn't talk about.
Right. So, you know, it was a comment that Mr. Mann put up around being disrespectful with the Roe v. Wade overturn. What are some of the implications that may not be as obvious to the folks that are listening in on?
Well, the implications, I mean, are on and on and on, you know, because it's going to disproportionately impact people that are poor and people that are marginalized, because, you know, people in power and influence and with resources find a way. So this doesn't mean that abortions will stop, because they won't and they haven't. Past has taught us that. It's just that people will then have to seek alternative means, which may involve additional costs, may involve additional health risks, and will likely involve both of those. It will change lives. We'll see more women dropping out of college. We'll see more women dropping out of high school. We'll see people raising families in economic circumstances where they're barely being able to support the family that they already have. I mean, there will be impacts on impacts on impacts. So, you know, what do we do in this time? They already sought through legislation to take control over women's choices in terms of what they do with their body. What I would offer that we not offer up is them the power over our thoughts and our feelings, because then we've given them. They try to take control of the body. You give them control of your body when you go to anger and rage. And I've seen a lot of language lately around, we must get angry, we must be enraged. We must get in action and be thoughtful and intentional about how we counter this, but don't give your body through emotion of anger and hatred and bitterness, because that only hurts you. Right. And as a vibrational being, you cannot transform the thoughts of someone else to something you want them to be based on something you're not. What do you like to say, Mark? You know, if you're on what radio station?
Listening to smooth jazz, but you want to hear smooth jazz, but you tuned in to the hardcore rock, then that's what you're going to get. Yeah. That's the vibration you're going to get.
Yeah. So if you're sending hardcore rock out into the world because you want the world to operate on smooth jazz, it doesn't work.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. A couple of comments supporting what you're saying. Set healthcare back. The children, who's going to support these unwanted children, right? There's already a strain on the foster care system. So I think that, like you said, there's a lot of societal implications for the foreseeable future, right? And then Reverend Minister Mitchell Yes, giving them control of our emotions is what they want. So don't give them control. Right.
Yeah. So that's really what we want to talk about today, that, you know, happiness is a choice. And that is not inconsistent with being active in the world and being a change agent in the world. It is how you become a change agent in this time. And so those of us that get it, our power, our energy, our understanding, our consciousness about what we're sending in the world is more important than ever. Right.
Yes.
That's right. KD. All right, Mark, you want to quickly take us through our announcements so we can get in this talk and talk some more about happiness and joy and how we can create the circumstances and experiences that we want in life.
All right, well, we just spent time talking about some current events. I'm sure we'll come back to some of those as well in our conference. You know, speaking of, as we've seen a lot of activity in the chat already, we ask you just to continue to bring that energy to the chat. That's how we connect with you. That's how we know what you're thinking. We can respond. You can ask questions. You can share your points of view. Like I said, we don't have to all agree, but we do respect your thoughts and want to hear them and want to share them. I want you to share them. And feel free that they can be shared as you're thinking, right? As you feel them, right? Without looking to convince you to change them. We're not looking to convince you to change them. If you aren't on Twitch, you can find us on Twitch, right? Twitch, where you can cast it to your television. I think you can even probably do that now, a lot of the smart televisions with Facebook and YouTube as well. But you can watch us on any of those vehicles. Please subscribe to follow us on those different things if you are watching us there. If you haven't switched to Twitch, go ahead and switch to Twitch. Reshare the broadcast, right? If you're on Facebook watching, go ahead and share this to your page just as is. And that'll give other people an opportunity not only to see it, but they can comment, or we can see their comments as well and share their comments in the broadcast, like we're doing those that are earlier today. We do have Allverse Facebook group, right? That's another place where we can stay connected now in between Sacred Space Sundays. It's a space where we encourage people to put up anything positive, post anything, a picture, a song, a video, a thought, you know, an image, a post. It really, all verses, we say all mediums are welcome as long as they're uplifting, right? As long as they're uplifting. Created this Facebook page several years ago with the point of looking just to have a place where we know we can go get something uplifting in the midst of all of the craziness that's out here on social media. Over Facebook is a place that listens to encourage positivity and uplifting. We also have a podcast, right? A podcast is available. It's called NEA Center, Engage, Educate, and Empower. All the places where you might see podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music for the podcast, Podbean. I think Google has a podcast that we share too as well. But there's a lot of places where you can actually hear the Sacred Space Sundays podcast at your own convenience as well. So please, you know, look for those and go ahead and share that with your network as well. For those that have interest in being on the Sacred Space Sunday, being live on camera, or if you have some questions, you're interested in some sponsorship, you want to sponsor the program, you want to join us live in the studio, you're interested in some spiritual counseling sessions with Naomi or Reiki services with myself, contact us at neacenter@gmail.com, neacenter@gmail.com. And you see scrolling across the bottom of the screen there. And you know, we can set up time to have you bring it on screen. You can share your points of view live as well, not just in the comments, but you can share them live and on screen. We've had a number of guest speakers before, and so we welcome them. If you have some thoughts of some folks who might be a good guest for the Sacred Space Sunday show, let us know. we'll look to be in contact or have them contact us, and we'll look to be in conversation with them around an opportunity to share and bring the work. The next Sacred Space Sunday is actually, is that right? July 10th? July already? Wow. That seems like a long way away. But no, July actually, summer school starts here in Maryland. I'll be teaching summer school again. That starts, well, we actually go to 29th and 30th for training. And then July 5th is the first day of summer school. We go for the whole month of July. And then we're back in school in August. So for those that are on summer break, look for you to please enjoy yourself, right? Make sure you take some time to rest, recharge, reinvigorate, re-energize. Restore, right, and experience some joy and some happy moments, right? Be intentional around seeking some happiness out as well. And then finally, you know, you want to help expand the vision at the NEA Center, you know, your love donation. You can do it, you can Zealous, or you can Cash App, outside NEA Center, Cash App. That's how you support the vision and help us to get better equipment. As the pandemic moves to an endemic, if that's the case, I don't know, Nate said, be careful about our language with it. We'll look to be out and do some live in-person events as well. So your donations to go to support all of those different things that the NEA Center does to help promote, you know, oneness, love, and joy in the community and society. What else? So is it affirmation time?
I think it's affirmation time.
Okay. So every Sacred Space Sunday, we bring you an affirmation. We're going to put it up on the screen in a second. And I'll read it. I ask that you just repeat it after me out loud to the universe. Because, you know, in the beginning was the word, right? And so the word for the affirmation is happiness is a choice. Right. I choose happiness now. Once again, let me say it again. Let me do it one more time. Happiness is a choice. I choose happiness now.
I choose happiness now.
When? When do you choose?
Now.
Right now. Not tomorrow, not next year, next week, but now.
Happiness. I choose happiness right now.
Right.
And I'm very happy to be here.
You are. You look happy. You got a pretty smile going on over there.
Thank you. Thank you. As do you.
Thank you. Yeah. Handsome. Well, I have a pretty smile. Handsome. Yeah.
Handsome smile. Handsome smile.
So you want to take us through our, posture of presence?
Yes. Yes. I think this is a great time to become present. Thank you, Maya. Maya's choosing happiness now, too. Okay. Okay. Good. So let's go ahead and find a posture of presence. I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday on this topic of Roe v. Wade. And we were having a conversation not unlike the one that we all just shared together. And as we spoke, a baby praying mantis came to my window. And you can all Google praying mantis, particularly as a spirit animal. And what comes up is that praying mantis represents stillness. So today, as we said, we want to talk about all of the ways we continue to be our authentic self, continue to walk in our nature as sacred energy, as spiritual beings, as in the Christian formulation, children of God, that we find that peace, that connection in stillness. So let's pause now, find our posture of presence, and take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. And when we say deep cleansing breath, what are we cleansing? we're creating some space in our energy and in our thoughts. As we seek stillness, thoughts continue to come. And in this moment, there's an opportunity to de-attach, to not hold on to them, not allow them to spiral. Simply acknowledge them and let them go. So our affirmation said, happiness is a choice. I choose happiness now. As you find stillness, find your breath. Think of something that makes you happy. Remember an experience, a conversation, where you smiled, you laughed, or you simply were aware that you felt good in that moment. Naturally, authentically, the experience, the life experience in and of itself made you feel good. If you're searching and not finding something in your immediate past, think about something you wish for your future that you really, really would love to have or to do. But instead of focusing on the thing, imagine yourself right now experiencing it, living that life, doing that thing. How does it feel right now? How does it feel? Juicy, exhilarating. Heart fulfilling. Be with that experience. Feel what it feels like to feel good. And if other thoughts seek to come, return to that memory, that experience. If a new one pops in, great. Try and stay with the thoughts that feel good. Literally feel in your body. And then slowly let that thought pass. Find your breath. Feel your breath passing through your nose. Notice the rise and fall of the belly. Close this practice with three deep breaths at your own pace. Breathing in joy, breathing out love. Breathing in joy. Breathing out love. Breathing in happiness. Breathing out love. And if eyes are closed, slowly open them and come back to peace.
Beautiful.
So did you find joy or happiness in your meditation? Did an image or a memory come to you?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about I thought about Mr. Man in summer school last year, and you can see the light bulb go off in the kids' head. Oh, I get it. I got it. I get it. Something got through to him. So yeah, absolutely.
What was the feeling?
Connection, sense of purpose. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. What came to me was my walk this morning with the dogs. And, you know, the weather was beautiful. It was sunny. It was warm. But the air was not sticky. There was a light breeze. And I know I must have been vibrating in a special place. And at first I said, I wasn't even going to tell you. I saw a snake.
Oh my God.
And at first I was just like, is it alive? And I was like, oh yeah, it's alive. And I wasn't afraid. And that's the first time I've seen a snake and I didn't have a fear response. I was just curious and interested. I was just like, okay. All right, well, what does it look like? Oh, it's green. And like most animals, it's blending in with the background. So easily you could walk right past it and you would have never noticed it. Mm-hmm. But then I was just curious. And then I was like, I want to take a picture. Oh, but I don't have my phone. And I looked back as we were walking and it had peeked its head up. And it was like, it was equally curious. Like, well, what's going on? Should I cross the path or stay over here in the grass? And I'm like, no, stay in the grass because somebody else is going to come along and they may not have the same reaction. So, you know, the feeling was curiosity. It was connection. It was oneness.
Oneness with the snake?
Yeah, with the snake and really just all of the surroundings. You know, there was a synergy. In my feelings. So, you know, if anyone else through the meditation had a connection, and we'd love to hear if you can post in the chat just feelings that came up, just any feelings that came up in the meditation, just share those in the chat. That would be great. Oh, see? Look, this is what happens when you're vibrating on a high level. Go ahead, Mark, you put it up. Right. When you're feeling abundant, abundance comes to you. That's right.
When you get to the right frequency.
That's right. That's right. That's why they say if you know you're walking, you see money, whatever it is, pick it up. It's a message. It's symbolic. It's showing you that that's what money can do. It can show up any space and time. And if you walk by it like, oh, a penny, who cares about that? That ain't nothing. Then what you have said, you know, becomes your reality. You have pushed that money away. Happy. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, you I was too. Looking at the water. There was some close-ups of the water and the different colors of the water while you were going. That stood out to me. I was like, wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can, why don't you put that link in the chat just in case people want to use that for their own meditation. Because sometimes, like if you're in kitchen cooking, or maybe you're driving and you're looking to, you know, settle your energy. It's nothing like putting on these vibrational tones to help bring your energy to where you're trying to get to. So we've shared the link to that one in the chat. Certainly you can find those and many more on YouTube. So, you know, with that, you know, we are right here into our talk today, you know, which is happiness is a choice.
You just took it off.
Yeah, by mistake, doing too much. You have to retype it. I got it here. But put it up here. This is what happens, as we say, you know, when you are the producer and the host. And so to start our conversation today, I've got a question. Okay. Grounded in higher breed, I get the same curiosity with snakes in the workplace. Yes. No, that is insightful. That's right. That's right. You know, and so right, it can transfer from a different feeling, right? That we'll call a negative feeling, to curiosity and interest and
snakes, you know, in the workplace.
Let me put my
Are they green and black as well?
Let me put my assumptions about my coworkers aside for a second. Put my past experience and reactions to my coworkers aside for a second, and just be curious about them right now. And just like I was curious about the snake and peeking up my head, maybe by sending out that energy to the coworker snakes, that they'll get similarly curious, and you may create a new relationship. So yes. Yes, I honor that. Moreno Maron. but so with that, everyone who's watching, if you could please put in the chat, if you're able, you see here, we have happiness is a choice, ! And question mark. So my question to you is That's right. Is happiness a choice? Is happiness a choice? If you think happiness is a choice, put one in the chat. If you do not think happiness is a choice, put a two in the chat. One, happiness is a choice. Two, happiness is not a choice.
And if you're unsure, three.
So one, if you think happiness is a choice. Two, if you do not think happiness is a choice. And three, you know, I sure don't even know where we're going with this. You don't know what you think about it. Put a three.
Got a couple of ones coming up.
Okay.
It's your Dean saying you're taking your rattler love to a new level.
Yes.
A lot of folks think happiness is a choice so far, the majority.
Well, you know, we kind of stacked the deck by the affirmation and meditation. That was by design, right? Mm-hmm. To have you experience making that choice, show you how you can make that choice. But some others haven't responded. So I think we maybe have some twos or threes out there, and it's okay if you have some twos or threes. And so I would say, as you think about where you sit on the spectrum of happiness is a choice, we set it in our affirmation, right? And that's partly what affirmations are. Sometimes to have you say out loud those things where you're still vibrationally like, I'm not sure if I really, really, really think that on the deepest level. Or intellectually, I get that and I'll say it. But vibrationally, I'm kind of like, but it's not showing up in my life right now. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there.
I think, right? I'm probably in that second bucket. Well, intellectually, I get it, but I don't know that I always choose it in that way.
Yeah. And even see how can you choose it? You know, we started the program with like all the things that are going on, real stuff that's impacting real people, and people are coming from positions that are the opposite of love. And so how do you, even if I believe it is a choice, like under every circumstance, you know, like, what are you asking of me? Like, how is that possible? Right. And so that's the conversation that we want to have today. Thank you for those who responded in the chat and those who responded to us mentally as well. The meditation was an opportunity to test out how you can choose into happiness. I asked you to think of a time or think of something that you want, to use your thoughts to connect to happiness. And if you selected to do the exercise and were able to, then in that moment, you chose happiness. Because if you had an actual feeling, that's why I asked, so what do you feel now, right? If on the other side of that exercise, you felt good, then you have answered your own question, which we're going to spend some more time exploring. But I just want to let you know that you have already answered your own question. If you were able to do the meditation, if you were able to connect to something that reminded you of happiness or joy or fun, and you had a feeling in your body today that was a positive feeling, then you chose happiness. You created it in that moment. And if you can do it in that moment, if you've done it, then you can continue to do it. So let's just hold that as a possibility as we continue our talk today. And so Auntie said, yes, she believes happiness is a choice, but how to maintain it when life interferes? Hex, yeah.
Yeah, because life is constantly evolving, right?
Right, right. That's why we got the exclamation mark and the question mark. Yes. What?
Right? Part of what we want to explore today, right?
That's exactly what we are going to explore today. So so I'd like to kind of start that conversation by...
Why don't you explain to people how this would be the format of what we're going to do today?
Oh, okay. So yeah, so today, you know, if you are a part of the Sacred Space family, you know, recently we have been doing our talks more in the form of a talk. Today, our talk is going to be absolutely a full conversation from the beginning, not just the talk and the conversation after. It's going to be a conversation. We invite you into a conversation. Please type in the chat. And so this is intended to be a full conversation. So yes, we have some points that we want to share. And as always, we want to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your counterpoints. So, you know, in exploring happiness is a choice, and, you know, answering the question is it a choice? And it sounds like a lot of us believe that it is. And so the question is not, is it a choice, but how do you maintain it when life interferes, right? Yes, yes, Auntie nailed it, right? So we believe, I believe that we are source energy. We are an extension of source energy, that which is the back of all things, the creator of all that exists, God, Allah, source energy, and that we are extensions of source energy. Like I said, in the Christian tradition, often it is said as children of God. And so I want to take a moment to talk about being an extension of source energy, the energy part of it. And so, Mark, if you would share with us from your perspective, how does Reiki relate to energy and relate to our true nature as extensions of source energy, having this temporary human experience in a body? How does energy operate in our life, and what does Reiki do?
Good question. Good question. So Reiki is a combination of Japanese and Chinese characters. The word Rei, which means spirit or supernatural, right? And Ki, which means energy. So spirit, energy, supernatural energy. which is present in everything. So if you just like you just think about your house and all the different things that you have plugged into electrical outlets, the refrigerator, the stove, the television, the computer, the phone charger, all of these things are plugged into the source, which is providing different results, right? One is cooling, keeping your food cold and fresh. One is powering your electronic devices. One may be sourcing your lights, but this energy is present everywhere in your house, right? Anytime you plug into it, it gives a possibility for anything to transpire, right?
Ooh, say that again. That is so good, right? Because this is really going to help us, right? The energy is everywhere in our house.
Energy is everywhere in your house.
And so, at any time we can plug into it. Okay.
That's when your phone gets energy, you know, it's fully charged.
And then when we plug into it, it gives us an extra energy boost. It energizes the thing that that's been plugged in.
Because that energy now flows to that device or that thing, that being. And so Reiki is similar. So basically, Rei meaning spirit energy or supernatural energy, as I like to call it. When you connect to this supernatural energy, and it can flow through you, so to you and through you. And as a result, everything becomes possible. You can connect to this energy. You can help to, it puts you in a deep state of relaxation, help you recharge, refresh, renew, to heal in those cases where, that's the situation they're looking to be remedied, right? To remedy dis-ease or discomfort. It can help you to, cleanse unwanted energy from your environment to help to others to heal, right? So you not only can use it for yourself, but you can use it for others to support others and connecting to that energy and having that energy flow through them. And what we know is that our bodies were created to heal themselves, but we get these blockages, we get these things over the outlets, these outlet covers that prevent us from connecting into it. And when it happens,
the stressors, the stuff that's going on in the world, like the stuff we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Right. You get the Roe versus Wade.
Those are the outlet covers. They're trying to cover up our energy, but we're not going to let them.
Right. But when you connect to the supernatural, it can flow through that and remove those covers, takes those blockages away, and energy can flow through that being and give it what it needs to be what it was created to be. And so, as Naomi said, we're all source beings having a human experience. And that, you know, I know that sounds esoteric. But we're source beings having a human experience. Like, what does that even mean? You know I've heard it thousands of times, and I still sometimes like, what do they mean when they say that? And so you know, you can jump in on this, but when we say we're source beings, meaning that we're created from this, you know, I believe in the creation, you know, created from God. Some people call it source, some people call it all sorts of names, Yahoo. We create it in the likeness of this energy, but in the human form. And so this flesh form, this is my humanness. But really, from the inside out, I'm source, just walking around in this cavity of this body called Mark, having a human experience called Mark. The challenge or the opportunity, invitation, is to connect to this source being, this source, as much as possible. That way I can live as source as well. And so that's what Reiki teaches us to do.
Yeah. And so if we believe or understand that as humans, this is not limited to humans, but we're going to focus on humans today. So this extends to all beings and life forms, but we're going to focus on humans today, because humans are really unique in their unwillingness to maintain happiness. Other beings seem to do a much better job of sustaining and maintaining happiness. So we don't need to talk to them about that. We're the ones that need to get that lesson. So as humans, if we believe and understand, as you just shared, Mark, that we are part energy, non-physical, and part physical, our flesh, our bodies, that we're both, right? That we're this non-physical spirit energy essence and physical, that we're both, right? And biology will confirm that, physiology will confirm that, that
emotional, we're physiological,
right? So we're physical and we're non-physical, right? And so today what we want to center on is that energetic, non-physical spirit energy dimension of ourselves. Because it is in connecting, as Mark talked about, like we're doing with the cords and our devices, we're the devices, right? And the house is source energy. So to connect into that energy and get that happiness energized, we've actually got to be connected. And so we want to connect to that energetic form. And so our conversation today is based in that energetic connection. So when we say happiness is a choice, happiness stems from your thoughts. Happiness stems from your thoughts. That in itself could be a fundamental, foundational game changer for people. If you think that happiness comes from money, happiness comes from your job, happiness comes from your partner, happiness comes from your children, happiness comes from going to Paris, happiness comes from anything outside of yourself, then you're going to be in a world of trouble.
Yeah,
because it will be illusory and it'll be like, how do I grab it? Because the thing that you think is creating the happiness isn't creating it. And so when you look to replicate that, it's going to continue to disconnect because happiness stems from your thoughts. That's why we're go ahead. Not your circumstances. Happiness stems from your thoughts, not your circumstances. So we're going to continue to work with this and peel this back. Okay. So our meditation together was an example of that. We had thoughts about happy stuff and then we felt happy. So you've already, those of you who tried it, and if you didn't, go back and try it, right? You've seen it work. You've seen it be true. You had a thought about stuff that you thought would make you feel good. You thought about it, then you felt good. That's what it looks like. Where your thoughts go, energy flows. Where your thoughts go, energy flows. Again, we're in an energetic world. Those of you who followed the law of attraction, the secret, these are the things that they're talking about, right? Where your thought goes, energy flows. Thoughts are vibrational energy. Like all energy, they are productive, communicating, either aligning or contrasting to other vibrations. Mm-hmm. So your thoughts are vibrational energy. They're productive, communicating, either aligning with or contrasting to other vibrations. And the vibrational energy of our thoughts is reflected to us through our feelings. So we don't actually have to like figure all of this out on some super metaphysical level, right? I call it our God positioning system, our GPS, our feelings actually tell us what is the vibrational of our thoughts. If I'm feeling really frustrated or really angry or really happy, really joyous, excited, I probably could pause and say, okay, but what am I thinking about right now? Because my words are going to be reflecting what I'm thinking about, right? So that's why we're going behind the words, because there's a way we can say words that are in contrast to what we're really thinking, and we're in a vibrational world. So we are talking about thoughts here, because words can be fake. Words can amplify. But words can actually be in contrast with what we're thinking. So today we're talking.
Fake. You said words can be fake.
Yeah.
Maybe not true.
not true.
Not authentic. True.
Not yeah. authentic. Like fake news, fake words. Like those words are fake. That's not what you're thinking. And that's not what you're feeling. Yeah. Right.
Like fake apologies.
Yes, exactly. So we're all familiar with fake apologies, right? So that's why we're not dealing at the level of words. When we're talking about how do we connect to happiness, it's not at the level of words. We're at the level of vibration and thoughts. And our the vibrational energy of our thoughts is reflected to us through our feelings. Yay! Now, many of us, myself included, you know, are taught, ignore your feelings. You can't trust your feelings. Nobody cares about your feelings. You shouldn't care about your feelings. That's wrong. That's
wrong. Why do you say that's wrong?
Because your feelings actually are your guide to what you're thinking. So you got to follow like this process map here, right? If we say happiness is a choice, happiness stems from our thoughts. Where our thoughts go, energy flows. Our thoughts are vibrational energy. And that vibrational energy is reflected to us through our feelings. So, like Auntie said, I do believe happiness is a choice, but how do I maintain that when life is going crazy? So, if we are all walking around monitoring our thoughts all the time, which is an elevated step, but that's like hard to do when you've like got kids, got a job, you got a bunch of stuff going on or whatever, whatever, to be catching every thought that comes through your head and then analyzing it, right? It is much easier though to pay attention to what you're feeling.
So that's a good, so you had a question from the audience and I use my feelings to understand my thoughts. So
absolutely.
But on your point, on your name, as you're thinking about your response, did some research, and they say that humans, each individual is faced with about 36,000 decisions a day.
Yes.
36,000. That's a lot of choices to make in a day, right? From, yes. And they said about 266 of them are, what do you eat? So with 36,000 choices a day, do I say hi? You know, what do I put on? Who do I speak to? What do I say to this person? How do I respond to this situation? And so I think DJ C. Sharp saying, should I use my feelings to understand my thoughts? And is this different from being driven by your feelings? I think you want to understand your feelings. That's my personal reflection is, you know, I grew up and but your feelings that get you messed up, when they use a different word, then it doesn't start with an M, it starts with an F. Just from the inner city of Chicago, you know, ain't no spot for feelings, but ain't got no place for nobody to be having all these feelings. And so I chose to ignore mine, or really you can't ignore them because they're still present, but to deny them, right? To act like they didn't exist. And with those feelings, then suppressed feelings started driving other behaviors, right? Because they're going to get acknowledged in some sort of way anyway, because they're powerful. And so, should you use your feelings to understand your thoughts? Now, I think you want to use your thoughts to understand your feelings. You know, if you feel bad, what am I feeling? What is this that I'm feeling? You know, I'm feeling betrayed. I'm feeling honored. I'm feeling exalted. I'm feeling joyful. I'm feeling insecure. I'm feeling worthy. I'm whatever those are. Start to explore and peel back. I had a therapist that says like a 7-bean dip. You want to go all get all seven layers of the beans on your nacho at once. I keep pulling back, finding, using your vocabulary to explore what those feelings are.
Yes, and I would say that it's bi-directional. It goes both directions, right? Yes, you do use your thoughts to understand your feelings, but as we're focusing on how do we get to happiness, right? So we're going to continue to come back to that. We're focusing on how do we get to happiness? That yes, we use our thoughts to understand our feelings, but we want to use also our feelings to understand our thoughts. So it goes both ways. So if I wake up in the morning and by the time I'm out the door, I'm already feeling like, oh, this day already sucks. There's an opportunity to then check in to see what has been going through my mind this morning. Worry about that. Worry about this. There's not enough of that. Oh my goodness, the traffic is going to be like that. I'm going to encounter those snakes at the workplace. You know, all of these thoughts or thoughts along those lines, it's a good chance of going through your mind. Oh, this one is not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. All of these different things, right? And sometimes, again, the thoughts have a mind of their own and they'll just go and churn and churn and churn and churn. And you aren't even conscious of all of these like thoughts that are going in there, but you may check in that you're already in a bad mood.
Yeah, Cheryl says change your mindset and your feelings will follow.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. So what we're offering is that notice those feelings. Your feelings are informing you. And again, we're talking about how do we get to happiness? So those feelings will signal to you, check in on your thoughts. Might be a good time to see how I can shift to something else. Right. So we've been taught to ignore and not trust our feelings, as Mark shared, right, that we want to shift. And because, again, the feelings are a result of that energy. We're going back to the energy. You know, you could try and compress energy for a while, but the more pressure you put on that energy trying to push it down, what is physics going to tell us? It's going.
Yeah.
And most of us have experienced that at some point.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of happiness.
Bidirectional, that sounds circular.
Well, bidirectional, I don't have a graph right now. I'm just thinking if you've got an arrow pointing this way and an arrow pointing that way. And so, you know, thoughts go into feelings, feelings go into thoughts. So it goes both directions, both directions. Mm-hmm. But you could also say it's also circular. Yes, that's also an accurate graph, right? If you think that there's an arrow here and an arrow here, and they're just, yep, thoughts, feelings, thoughts, feelings, thoughts, feelings. So absolutely, there is a circular relationship. And so one is driving the other's driving the one, right? So yes, both are true. Great, great, great pointing that out. And hopefully that helps the visual learners think about this. Our feelings are our guide to make us happy. Our feelings are our guide to what we are creating, the seeds that we are planting. And thus what will be our experience. Are we having positive or negative thoughts? Are we planting seeds of what we want or seeds of what we don't want? So we said where thoughts go, energy flows.
Well, so, you know, to that point, you know, you're talking about seeds, and you know, this, I think it goes into Moreno's question. Some have emotional and physical safety more than others, which compounds negative thinking. So basically what you're talking about is a discomfort or dis-ease exists, right? And so how can Reiki help? Well, what Reiki does, it'll put you in a deep state of relaxation, right? So that discomfort or dis-ease becomes ease and comfort, right? Instead of dis-ease, it becomes ease and comfort, because in that deep state of relaxation, your body, your mind, your emotions become into what they call homeostasis, which is a perfect balance, and the healing starts to take place. And so those things that were discomforting start to go away. You know, like I generally, before I do a session with a client, I ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, what is their level of discomfort? Emotionally or physically. And at the end, I ask the same question. And they usually is a significant decline. Some even say zero is what they feel, the emotional discomfort. They start off at a very high number at the beginning. So it's really, I think, around having some tools to support you. One, to recognize when you do have this dis-ease and just kind of like nail who said you walking before you even got to the car, you're like, man, this is a messed up day. And then it just keeps compounding. One, to be able to check in on that, and then to have some tools to support you in shifting that mindset, right?
Yeah. So a couple of things that you said that I think really, you know, tie in to the whole. And so I want to connect these different streams that, because there's a lot of different ways of saying the same thing that we're saying today. And hopefully if you begin to get to kind of the heart, you'll be able to go in another space and you'll hear the same conversation we're having using different language, right? Like Cheryl said, you know, around mindset and mindfulness. All of these things are different ways of communicating the same idea. So Mark said, you know, why Reiki, one of the reasons why Reiki works is that it takes you to a deep state of relaxation. And when the mind and the body comes in homeostasis. Well, you know what happens when you're in a deep state of relaxation and the mind and body are homeostasis? You're not thinking negative thoughts. Because the negative thoughts are energy that draw more negativity to you. That deep state of relaxation, right? So that's why when you go on vacation, oh, it feels better. For some of us, when you go to the beach, oh, you feel better. Oh, when I go on a walk or hiking, oh, I feel better. Oh, when I'm jogging, oh, I feel better. You have disconnected from all of that negative thinking for a moment. And therefore drawing, because energy seeks vibrational energy that's aligned with it. So when you're having those negative thoughts and creating that negative energy, then you're drawing to you negative energy. And negative energy that might show up in snakes at work, lack of resources, strained relationships, pain in the body. It's a lot of forms that negative energy can take. Right. And so that relaxation, that homeostasis is coming back to that source level of energy that is relaxed. So relaxation and happiness are not distant. They're first cousins.
Yeah. You know, Moreno says like dealing with physiological trauma embedded in the nervous system. All right. Does, you know, your feelings can become overwhelming and, you know, feeling like they're out of control, right? Like, I can't stop feeling this way. I can't right. stop, you know, and what do I do? And I think that's what he's referring to. Cheryl says feelings inform your mindset, which, you know, said you can't change your feelings unless you change your mindset. And then Keisha, she had her own thoughts on how Reiki can help to Moreno. Keisha just says, Reiki strengthens your GPS, which your God positioning system. It's been a lifesaver for her. Thanks. Keisha was one of my students for Reiki. Trained her and teach her how to do Reiki for herself as well and those she loves and to protect herself from unwanted energy and cleanse her space and all of that kind of stuff.
So, yes. So I want to continue on our discussion because we want to choose happiness, not just because it feels good to be happy. Our state of happiness absolutely relates to what our circumstances are, what our experiences are, whether or not we feel like we're having a life by design, as Mark likes to say, or we're just having a life by default or a life that's just struggle after struggle after struggle, okay? So this feeling of happiness is directly related to what those circumstantial experiences are. So again, our feelings are our guide to what makes us happy. Our feelings are our guide to what we are creating, the seeds we are planting, and thus what will be our experience. Are we having positive or negative thoughts? Are we planting seeds of what we want or seeds of what we don't want? The seeds that we plant now, right now, is what is going to create our experiences and our circumstances. The circumstances that we have now are a result of prior seeds planted. The circumstances that we have now are a result of prior seeds planted. thoughts that we thought. This is our good news. So if you're looking around at your circumstances and you're like, you know, I'm in a great place right now. Things are like functioning highly in all areas of my life. It's good. This is a good period. I've been in periods that weren't so great, so I know what it looks like to be in a good period, and this is a good period. Then I will offer check in on your thoughts and see what you're thinking about. And continue to maintain that, right? Because as long as you're like, things are going good, things are going to keep going good. Now, if you're looking at your circumstances and you're like, I can't really say that right now, that's honestly my feeling. When I look at my circumstances, I feel like things actually are not so great right now. I don't have enough of this. I'm struggling with that. This isn't working. Then I will also say, check in on your thoughts. So if I'm looking at my bank account and I say, I do not have enough money in my bank account. And I'm looking at my bills and saying, can't pay that one this month. Now, that may be my reality. But is that what I'm thinking about all day? Am I worrying all day about, I can't pay this bill, I can't pay this bill? If I noticed in the morning the bill said $500 and I looked at my bank account and it had $300, then factually, I didn't have enough money to pay that bill. After I've come to that conclusion, does my circumstance change by me beating myself up about that for the rest of the day and spend the rest of the day angry, sad, down and out because the bill is $500 and $300? Does that change anything? No. What it does, though, is create a feeling that's bad and draw more negative energy to me. So the thing that I want, abundance, financial freedom, and flow, which is on the jazz music, can never come from my constant thought about what isn't working and what I don't want in my life. So our current circumstances are a result of prior seeds planted, the thoughts that we were thinking. But we can choose right now, as we showed ourselves through the meditation, to think about something different. So I'm not just saying this. I'm not just talking about this. I have tested this myself in my own life. When my circumstances not looking like I want them to look. And I have a lifetime of worry, anxiousness, trauma, and dealing with my circumstances at that level, worry, trauma, anxiousness. And in my experience, it didn't change anything. But it does have a way of spiraling and getting, you know, spiraling you down. And that's how you can get into deeper anxiety and depression or whatever, because what, you know, vibration attracts. The seeds that you're planting are going to continue to grow.
Followed by physical discomfort. And
absolutely.
Headaches and stomach aches, and, you know.
And then I'm upset about that and I'm dealing with that. And so it just continues. And how do we break the cycle? By choosing to think of a thought that makes me feel good. So I can look at the $500 bill, $300 bank account and say, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of sitting here and getting angry, mad, sad, feeling shame, all of this, I should have done this. Why didn't I do this? I wish I could do this. I'm going to go for a walk. And wow, look at that snake. How did it get here? Where did it come from? Oh, what is it looking at? It's trying to decide, should it cross the road or not cross the road? Oh, wow. That breeze feels really good. I feel really good in that breeze. I could choose to do that. It's a choice, right? I can sit there and worry, or I could choose to think about something that feels good and feel good that moment, even in the midst of those circumstances. This is actually the secret secret, right? Secret meaning not a lot of people know it. That you change your circumstances through your thinking and thinking happy thoughts. So change your thoughts to thoughts that feel good. Monitor your feelings. Check in on what you're thinking, have been thinking about, and redirect your thoughts to something that makes you feel good. You got to actually feel good. You can't lie to yourself. If you think a thought that you think will make you feel good, but it doesn't really do it, that's not working. You need to think a different thought. The other day I was working on this. Like I said, I'm working this in my own life. And I'm like trying to think this thought, that thought, things that usually make me feel good. This envision I have, I've been showing Mark this house that I've picked out for us, you know, and, you know, wasn't working. Wasn't working, right? And so I was just like, you know what? Those things aren't working. My feelings aren't shifting. Let me go take a walk. For me, that works. You got to find out for you, what are the things that work? And on some days, the things that you usually use won't work. Now, mind and mood altering substances and sources won't work. They don't work. Why? Because you may have some temporary or false feeling of elation and happiness, but that's not your true vibrational energy. There is something outside of you that's creating that. So that is not shifting your vibration. So mind and mood altering substances won't get you there. Sorry. You can't manufacture yourself there. It's got to be authentic because your source energy. And so it's got to be that base natural who you are alignment with reconnecting, because happiness is reconnecting with yourself as source energy. It's reconnecting to your natural calibration. It's reconnecting to your natural alignment. And that is where all plenty flows from.
All plenty?
All plenty flows from the vibrational alignment of happiness. So focus.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. So near center, oneness, love, and joy. Right? We send blessings of oneness, love, and joy. We don't say happiness, we say joy. So is in your mind, is joy and happiness, are they synonyms?
So, you know, in the world of the English language, probably there's a distinction between joy and happiness, right? From the point of view of what I'm talking about today, what we're talking about today, we're talking about positive vibrational energy. So if that's fun, if that's happiness, if that's joy, if that's excitement, if it's elation, any one of those things. So joy and happiness may be different. I know you've got some perspectives on that and it'll be helpful to understand. But when we say oneness, love, and joy, we are considering joy as like one of the highest levels of vibrations of positive feeling. Like pure positive vibration, which some may call happiness. What are your thoughts? I know you have a perspective on that.
You know, I don't know. I don't know that I have a strong feeling. You know, I just did a little bit of research on it. And there are those that say happiness and joy are both emotions where a person has feelings of contentment or satisfaction. Right? And so the difference, they say that joy is stronger, but it's a less common feeling than happiness. The joy is internal, happiness is external, right? Focus. And so you can have joy with knowing that your source, happiness is experiencing that connection with source, seeing the snake in the grass. I think that would be a compare and contrast of joy and happiness. I think that, though, the more that you can create happiness, the more that you can get closer to experiencing joy. So joy is an elevator ride which takes you all the way up to the top real quick, and happiness is the stop at every floor. The more stops you can make in happiness, the more extended you can have that feeling be and that mindset be that gets you to having this internal joy.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I love that elevator analogy. Yeah, that's beautiful. The only thing that I would take a pointed note on, and I think that this is, well, you will find this in a lot of definitions, and I think that that's where the breakdown comes, you know, that happiness is something external, joy is internal. And I think that that's a reflection of the way society looks at it. And it is the messaging that society gives us, that we get our happiness from something external. This is why we're focused on materialistic things. This is why we're focused on a relationship is going to bring us happiness. And so we have these expectations that if we have these external experiences, that it's going to create an internal experience. And that is a false notion. And so that's where we have so much unhappiness, because as they say, looking for love, looking for happiness in all the wrong places, right? It's not. So you can manifest external things that amplify your happiness and joy. But to manifest those external things that amplify your happiness and joy, it starts with the internal. Mm-hmm. And so it's all internal, but it can be amplified. And that is, I believe, Source's idea. That's Source's joy and want for us. Source is creator. It is a creative force. God is a creative force. That's what it does. It creates. That's how all that is got to be in existence. And as extensions of that, we're creators and we're meant to create. So we're meant to create external experiences, and we are constantly creating. The question is, are we creating more of what we want or creating more of what we don't want?
Yeah, and I think to that comment and to this comment that Clarence has, happiness is fleeting and can be impacted by circumstances. I think for me, the counter to that would be, what is your interpretation of what the circumstances mean, right? And your interpretation then can affect how you feel about what's happening, right? And
right.
So we used to have a friend, a trainer, Francisco, who would say when he was a kid, his family would lock him in the glove compartment. And his interpretation from that was that he learned how to operate in tight spaces, right? versus glove, he was whatever that was. Now, I don't know that he literally was locked in the glove compartment. I doubt it.
Yeah, but you actually do know he wasn't locked in the glove compartment.
But the metaphor in terms of
what the problem was,
it is powerful. And so I think Kent Clarence, that happiness can be fleeting depending on our interpretation.
Well, yes. So yes, and you followed up by saying, this is what I've read. And so the intention of today's message is to have us reinterpret that, right? Because it is defined by society as something outside of ourselves. What we are offering is that is not the case, that it is absolutely connected to our inner being, and in particular our thoughts, and it's not a mystery how we get there. Now you might say, is it hard, right? So is it hard? So now if you buy into everything that we've shared here today, and we are saying that happiness is a choice, and by shifting your thoughts that you can choose happiness, and by choosing thoughts that are positive and good, then the circumstances in your life will reflect exactly what you want, positive and good. That's the law of attraction. That's the secret. And you say, well, is this hard to do? Is it hard to do to monitor your thoughts and to choose happy thoughts? Well, hard is also a choice. Being happy does involve intention. So whether you view being intentional as hard or easy is up to you. Now, it is not that we are saying right now that from this moment we would be have an expectation, or that we live a life where we're constantly thinking happy thoughts. Not true. Or thoughts that feel good. Not true. But as you are aware of this, you may in your day become more aware of your feelings. Particularly, when you're having a moment and it's feeling really good, like stop to like recognize that. What's happening now? What am I doing right now? What am I thinking about right now that has me feeling good? Pay attention to that, because you want to note to self. And when you're feeling crappy or you get angry or you just snapped at somebody or, you know, getting frustrated, check in. This morning, I was in the house. You know, we're married. We do things that get on each other's nerves all the time, right? Around the house. No, because you are much better at me than at thinking happy thoughts at all the time, right? Okay. So, you know, historically, you might have, I might have gotten on your nerves before, you know, you got to a higher level of vibration. I'm still working on it. I'm a work in progress.
You know, you got to think about the glove compartment.
I know, it's hilarious, hilarious. So, you know, I'm like, oh, why did Mark make up the bed like this? And then my old messaging in my head of what I would say to myself of, why did he make up the bed this way? And then I was like, what am I doing? I'm having a great day. If I don't like how the bed is made, remake it. And not have any issue about it. Who cares about that? I don't care about that. I certainly don't care enough about that to ruin my great day. And I dismissed it and went on. And honestly, completely forgot about it. I only thought about it here in terms of this would be a great way to share of little things, right? Where you can interrupt yourself. And the more you do it, the higher your awareness will become and the easier it will become. So we're going to get to the IAR in 2 seconds, but I just really wanted to share this because this came up to me when I was thinking about this talk. So if you remember the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, put a one in the chat. If you remember the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, put a one in the chat, right? So I and millions of other people loved that song. Don't worry, be happy, right? They may have said other things in there, but who cared? The only thing that mattered was, don't worry, be happy. And we know that he said it a lot, Bobby McFerrin, right? And I like the song because guess what? It made me feel happy. But then Public Enemy came along and told me I must fight the power and admonished all of us. It said, don't worry, be happy was a number one jam. Damn if I say it, you can slap me right here. Can't say don't worry, be happy anymore. I need to worry.
Are those actual lyrics in the song?
Oh no, that's exactly what he says. Don't worry, be happy was a number one jam. Damn if I say it, you can slap me right here. So it is interesting that in the song,
Mr. Man, you know, fight the power, you know that song?
That in the song that they equate choosing to be happy, right? So if I say, don't worry, be happy, slap me. So choosing to be happy deserves violence. Right. So this goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the program in terms of how do you respond in the face of oppression and things that are morally wrong? Do you fight the power? Do you refuse to be happy? Do you choose worry and anger and angst? And I mean, after I said, I stopped singing that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And it made me feel good.
It made you feel good to fight the power?
No, it made me feel good to sing Don't Worry, Be Happy. It did not make me, it made me angry when I sang Fight the Power. But I didn't know then what I know now. Right? Anger and happy can't live in the same space.
Sharp said those exact words. Your lyrics were right.
Yeah. Anger and happiness or joy can't live in the same space. So the good we want in our life, the good circumstances, the good material things, the good experiences, the good relationships, all the good that we want in life, the abundance is available to us, but it cannot vibrationally live in a space that's not a positive vibration. That's the bottom line. Happiness is a choice. And this is why I'm choosing happiness. So insight plus application. This was a big one. So we wanted to run long and make sure that we got this out here. So Yeah. Take a day. Why not start with today, right? Because the seeds we plant today are the circumstances we will experience tomorrow. So I would say choose today, but choose any day you would like. Maybe you want to start fresh in the morning, right? Focus on your emotions. So when you get up in the morning, if you're already starting to worry about it, this and the plan, and do I hear the birds outside? Wow. That's why they say the early bird gets the worm, because birds get up really early. That bird starts singing at 5 o'clock in the morning. It knows that that's the time. Oh, that's why that saying is a saying. That one's for Keisha D. So focus on your emotions. Pay attention to what you're feeling and your thoughts. Just notice, are you feeling good, feeling joy, or not? If not, stop. Think about what you're thinking about. Redirect your thoughts to something that feels good. Focus on your emotion. Feel what you're feeling. If you're not feeling good, stop and redirect to something that feels good. And if you're feeling good, notice that you're feeling good.
So say yay. Redirect. How does that work? How does the redirect work?
The redirect is what we talked about with changing our thoughts. Start thinking something positive. Like literally, like the bill. $500? I only have $300. Got it. Factually stored. I didn't forget it. It's my reality. My next thought, though, is up to me. So my next thought is either continue to worry, or my next thought may be, you know what? That English muffin was really, really good. I'm about to go and get me an English muffin, you know, and I'm going to put an affirmation out there that financial freedom is my reality. You know, great things show up in my life unexpectedly all the time. I love the feeling when new opportunities come my way. Say some affirmations, you know, so it's not that you don't do any work. But to try and say, I'm going to do the work, and you haven't done the inner work of shifting the feelings first, it doesn't happen that way.
Just putting it out of your mind is not redirecting.
Putting it out of your mind, but it depends on what putting it out of your mind looks like. You're putting it, because your mind is always working. You said it, right? How many thoughts, how many impressions? You're getting a lot of stuff. So you're going to put that out your mind and replace it with what? Which may mean that you're not going to turn on the news and replace it with all of the things that are going on if that's going to spiral you up into a negative state. You choose something that changes your vibration. Because again, Mark, we're coming back to energy. The thoughts are a reflection of energy. And we can't get to the higher vibration by operating at the lower vibration. We can't create a higher vibrational reality in our circumstances if we're constantly existing at a low vibration, because energy attracts like.
Happy, it's the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. And if you think about this, there's more and more things that you're going to hear deeply. So I want to share the affirmation I was listening to this morning. I already shared it with Mark and KG Dean. And so here are some affirmations that will reflect what we talked about today. And so you may start your day listening to those, or end your day, listen to those, or in the middle of your day, listen to those. So these are ways that you redirect, you know, and that's what religion is about. I'll say this, because this is, I think, a critical point. Religion is about redirection. Muslims pray 5 times a day to redirect their thoughts towards God, source energy. The practices of religion are to redirect your thoughts towards source energy, to God. Meditation is to redirect yourself in the sense of not focusing on the thoughts, you're focusing on breath. Because if you're focusing on breath, you're not focusing on whatever those negative thoughts are. That's why we focus on the breath, because it redirects. Mm-hmm. And if you spend 15 minutes in redirection, then you've created another vibrational energy. So if all you did in your day was at least spend like the 15 to 20 minutes, then you've at least created a pocket of positive energy. So it doesn't mean that you're going to exist in this state 24 hours of every day, but that you're going to be conscious and intentional about being more purposeful in guiding your thoughts.
So then to clarify, this is fleeting, then you may want to put this practice in on a multiple times a day. Because there's something, circumstance can have somebody cut you off in traffic, right? Or you got some bad news at work or whatever those things are. So you, this opportunity to practice is, so redirection is the key in this I plus A equals R. And that requires practice. The more you practice it, the easier it is to get to it.
Absolutely. And I say the best way to figure this out and to test it out is to test it. And I've been testing it. It works. It's the secret.
It's the secret.
It is the secret. It's the secret. So now you got it. It's up to you. What's the secret to happiness? You got it.
Said you choose your reaction to it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Feeling good. What? We can live life feeling good? Radical and true. Because we're source energy. We come from a vibration of pure good.
And then when you're putting that vibration out, then that's the frequency. Then that's the frequency you'll be tuning into. That's, you'll start to pick up on those things. Yeah. Auntie got a thumbs up.
Yeah. All right, Mark, close us out with a prayer.
Okay.
We've taken the folks on a journey. It's 12:30.
It is. We have. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come together. We thank you for the blessings of oneness, love, and joy that we universally connect to, that we universally experience as this connection to this source of all of us being source beings, having a human experience. As we connect to source, where we realize the power that we are, we realize the joy that we have access to, we realize the abundance that will result. We are grateful for all of those that participated in the conversation, the energy in the comments, the energy in the thoughts. But we thank you for the happiness that is available to us as a choice, for giving us the information to choose, to learn how to redirect our thoughts towards this happiness. And the fulfillment of that, and the joy that we'll experience internally as well as a result, as we continue to tune into this vibration, this frequency of happiness. And thank you for the safe week for those that are listening, those that are traveling, safe travels to and fro. We're just grateful for this day and this opportunity to be a part of it. In your name we pray, amen. And so it is.
And so it is. And we vibrationally put it out there. And so it is. Well, I feel happy. And so I'm certainly sending authentically a spirit of oneness, love, and joy to each of you. So thank you all for contributing to this high vibrational energy that I am feeling right now. Like I said, we want to note when we're feeling good. Well, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, great conversation today, man. Thank you for inspiration.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy your feel good Sunday.
Sunday fun day.
Bye.
Thank you, Moreno.